A political party or movement should, of course, speak in a unified voice, but that voice should have as its foundation things like rational thought and clarity. And as we've seen so many times, it's not always what happens, is it? When a radical or outright hurtful voice starts to rise up, correction and rejection have usually been the response and the remedy. That's not so today. My next guest joins us to share his observations about the rise of online influencers on the right who are promoting very wrong ideas, yet are being embraced by millions of followers. He writes about this at Front Page Magazine. His article is, "It's Time the Right Rejects Our Worst Online Influencers." He is a Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Mark Tapson, thanks for being here today, Mark.
Chris, thanks very much for having me.
Got a trio of websites, and we do have them at our homepage, too, frontpagemag.com. Mark's on Substack, marktapson.substack.com. And for the Horowitz Freedom Center, horowitzfreedomcenter.org. And once again, those links are also at our homepage. So was it a single person or a single thing said that triggered you into this wider outlook? Was it a were you watching the fire burning, hoping it would burn itself out? What was the catalyst for you coming forward with the article that you did?
Yeah, you're about the fire burning itself out. I've been observing this for a little while and hoping that it wouldn't become worse than it already has. But what I was writing about was, as you mentioned, the rise of online influencers. Because, you know, with the collapse of the mainstream media, or at least the collapse of public trust in the mainstream media, there's been this equal and opposite reaction on social media where you've got these social influencers, social media influencers, as they're called, figures like Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens and a lot of other conservatives, and of course the left has their own. But on our side, we have quite a few people who have millions upon millions of followers on X. I can't get used to calling it X. I still call it Twitter. And Tucker Carlson is probably at the top of the heap. In fact, almost certainly he's got over 16 million followers. Candace Owens has something like 7 or 8 million, and then you've got people like Charlie Kirk and Dan Bongino, and they've got somewhere in the range of 3 to 4 million. So these are very influential voices on the right. And ideally, conservatives should speak with, I guess, a unified voice, at least on the major issues. It's all right for us to disagree with each other, and that's to be expected. But I've seen some really disturbing, what I would call propaganda or conspiracy theories or falsehoods being disseminated by some of the people at the top of the heap on our side, and it's become so disturbing to me that I thought, you know, we've got to really call this out. And so that's what my article was about.
Earlier here on this show, we did a segment with a representative of a Jewish organization talking about anti-Semitism, and that's one of the hooks that a lot of these influencers latch onto and promote are just blatant anti-Semitic views from anti-Semitic people, I've found.
Unfortunately, that's very true, and I think some of it stems from the America First movement, which I consider myself part of. I mean, I'm America First, although I don't believe in America alone. But I think that some people take the America First idea a little too far and want to reject Israel as an ally. And I think that attracts a lot of people who are just flat-out anti-Semites on the right. Now, the left certainly has an anti-Semitism problem. I mean, it's massive. But we've got an issue with that on our own side, and I think conservatives need to be really careful about that and careful about the voices that we follow online and accepting them uncritically. I think conservatives need to really be wise and discerning about whom they follow on social media and even their favorites. You know, it's okay for us to disagree with those occasionally. I think we've got to do our own research and our own study and come to our own conclusions and not allow ourselves to be swayed by a sort of a cult of personality online.
Well, that's the thing I always wondered, too. Do we need I mean, I'm speaking personally. I don't need someone to influence me. I mean, inform me, give me information that I maybe don't have access to, although I do have an advantageous position given the seat that I'm in. But it made me, I don't know if you ever saw this movie. It's from 1957, A Face in the Crowd. It was Andy Griffith's first movie.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a line later. I don't want to ruin the, it's one of those films you can't tell too much about because you'll wreck it. But there's a line that Lonesome Rhodes has toward the end talking about his followers, his massive number of followers. He says, they think like me, but they're more stupid than I am, so I have to think for them. That, to me, that defines online influencer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing. I'd say that, you know, the collapse of the mainstream media that I mentioned earlier, in a lot of ways, that's a good thing because we were getting a lot of propaganda and a lot of bias from the media that people would just accept uncritically. And so I think it's good that that's collapsed, but now we have to be careful of letting social media influencers influence us too much. We're just in an era now in which people are going to have to do their own research and come to their own conclusions. And to do that, it's a little bit time consuming, and you've got to scour the internet, and you've got to listen to different voices and come to your own conclusions. But that's really what we've got to do. And I think it's important not to latch on to somebody who very often echoes our own opinions, but may also steer us in the wrong direction if we don't keep a certain distance from everything they say.
So it's really a difference of looking for information versus confirmation, right?
Oh, definitely. And confirmation bias, you know, as they call it, it's an easy trap to fall into. I'm guilty of it myself. But I think, you know, there's a certain tribalism involved in being a conservative or being part of any group, actually. And tribalism is a good thing as far as it goes, but you still have to remain an individual within your tribe. And you've got to be able to, you know, follow your own conscience and your own conclusions. And that's what I think we have to look out for. You know, there are people that I follow online, Charlie Kirk and who have Matt Walsh. I don't always agree with them, though. But that's okay. As I said earlier, you know, we don't have to all agree on everything as long as we're on the same page in terms of the major ideological viewpoints. But a couple of people have just been huge disappointments to me. Tucker Carlson, as I said, is just, I was very excited when Tucker got fired from Fox News and went off to start his own independent platform, because at that time, I think Tucker was taking some pretty heroic positions. And so I was excited about him trailblazing, I guess you would call it, in this new media. But what a disappointment he's become. I don't understand what happened to him. He's gone off the deep end in a couple of issues, which is not to say that everything he says is wrong. Again, I don't disagree with everything, but on some major issues, I'm just completely befuddled by his change of direction.
Well, still, even in his last days at Fox, unbeknownst to him, he was straining the leash pretty hard, I think, because he would have, I forget the guy's name, some retired lieutenant colonel who was claiming that Russia had control of 3/4 of Ukraine, so why are we continuing with this?
All right.
And he would just have, he would promote QAnon theories, but then when he was challenged, he would say, and the so-called QAnon, whatever that is, I don't know what that is, you were just talking about it the night before. Tucker tried to play at least all sides, but now, yeah, as you said, though, with the leash off and the electric fence down, yeah, he's out of the yard to be sure.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. It's just a huge disappointment, and again, he's got a massive number of followers, and this whole phenomenon is something that's become quite divisive among conservatives and, excuse me. And I think we've just got to just be careful about whom we follow online. And, you know, it's easy, as I said, to fall into a cult of personality. I think we've just got to take a stand against that kind of thoughtlessness.
So with Mark Tapson, his article for Front Page Mag, It's Time the Right Rejects Our Worst Online Influencers, frontpagemag.com. Mark's on Substack at marktapson.substack.com. And learn more about the Horowitz Freedom Center, horowitzfreedomcenter.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Are these influencers that you spotlight, and by the way, in a way that doesn't uplift them, because that's always a concern when you bring someone's name into a spotlight, are you going to elevate them in some way? And by no means do you do that with your article, so that was happy to see. But are they playing a role either willingly or unknowingly in creating a civil war within MAGA, the GOP, any combination of the two?
Yeah, I think so. And it may be, depending on the influencer, it may be intentional. And so that's something to be careful about, too. But yeah, the right, we're in danger of being split down the middle. And I think there are elements who are trying to exacerbate that. I think we just have to keep the key elements of our philosophy first and foremost in our minds, and have to follow that, and just be careful not to let these divisive forces turn us against each other, because we're already in a bit of a civil war with the left in this country, and it can only weaken us to divide the right in a similar way.
Once again, the article at Front Page Mag is It's Time the Right Rejects Our Worst Online Influencers, frontpagemag.com. And Mark's on Substack at marktapson.substack.com. And learn more about the writings and the priorities and the information and truth from the Horowitz Freedom Center, horowitzfreedomcenter.org. Mark, you approach the topic in a very scientific way that will alert people and to warn people about these individuals, not encourage anyone who reads your article to latch on to these individuals. That was a big difference, and you did indeed accomplish that. Thank you for doing that, for being here today.
Oh, Chris, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.